Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Lukas Podolski played for world-famous clubs like Bayern Munich, Arsenal and Inter. He represented Germany 130 times. However, growing up as a kid in Poland, his favorite football team was always Górnik Zabrze, a fallen giant from the south of Poland. Podolski realized a childhood dream in 2021 when he signed for Górnik. At 38 years old, he's still going strong in the Polish league. We met Podolski in Zabrze when he opened the pitch for the city's youth in collaboration with the Bundesliga. We sat down with him at the Górnik Stadium and talked about the club, the area, and his childhood dream of playing there.
The place is special for me. This is the first club I remember when I was a small kid. And now, good to be back and still playing. And yeah, it's nice to be back when everything starts. We grew up as a family. I remember when I was like a small guy and visited the old stadium and all the stuff like this. So now it's good to be back.
How would you describe the club, Górnik?
The club is special, not just for me, I think for the whole region. And also, you know, when you won 14 times the league title and you are the only Polish club who played in the Europe final. So it's something special, I think. And the trophies are back in the years. We don't win a lot of trophies in a couple of last years, but yeah, I think it's a big club in Poland. Also, out of Poland, the club is known, and yeah, it was something special. It's a big club in the history of the Polish Football League, and that's why, for me and for some people, the club is special.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of history, right, in this club.
When you're the only Polish club who play in the final, semi-final was against AS Rome, and this final was against Manchester City. We lost 2-1, and yeah, back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, the club have his best time. They won everything, and with big players and big tradition. And yes, of course, in the last couple of years, it's a difficult time, but I hope we can come back.
What does it mean for you to then come back here to play for the club, be important for the club and play such a role here?
It's difficult to explain because I think there's not like many players in the history who are come back to the hometown and still playing on a good level. It's not like the Polish league is like a rubbish league or something else, or I just playing with my right foot here. So that's why it's something special and difficult to explain, because when you play for your hometown club where you grow up, where you like grow up also with your family and everything around, it's something very special, and that's why I enjoy it. When you see like people in the stands, you know, from your neighborhood, and they're living the next street, and you're seeing them now in the stadium. So it's like a funny but special moment. And also my uncles, cousins and family at every home game, and to see them here and watching me, I think for them is also something nice and something special.
Yeah, good stuff. And you, that's the club, and you mentioned that the region and the city are special to you as well. To someone who's never been here, how would you describe the city and the region?
It's like an industry city, and especially for the mine. This is like, because you see the two hammers in the logo, and the club is like Gurnik, is like mean mine, like mine workers. And that's why that club is really connected to the mine, because you work in the mine and then you come to play football, like in the back times. And, you know, the mine was like the sponsor of the club. This was like, that's why this region here is known for the mine, hard work. And also my whole family was working there. Grandpa and cousins, uncles, till now, family members of me working like in the mine, working the ass off. Our fans also, when you ask them, like a lot of fans working also still in the mine. And yeah, what can I say? This region is known for mine, and that's why this region is known for that, and something special for that club. And Gurnik Zabrze is like Gurnik, the mine, and the city is Zabrze. That's why the club is connected. And, you know, the name of the club says everything about that. Without the mine workers, I think the club will be nothing. You work like 700 meters, 300 meters underground, or even there are some mines there, even more than 1 kilometer you go down, and you work that, you know. I know it for my family, you know. You work that without like windows or something, without nothing. You're working there for 6, 7, 8 hours and then come back. You know, it's hard work, yes.
Yes. Yes.
And that's why this region is not for that. And this is why the people are something like, how can I explain, like strong, like they are like passionate with that, and hard workers, and they know for what they are working for. And this is connecting with the club, and this is why also the club is something special, because it's from the miners, from the people.
When you were younger, when you were growing up here with your family, your parents, Christina and Waldemar, right?
Yes.
Yes. What was your family life like? What do you remember from that time, even though you were very small?
I remember nothing when I was 2, 3. I just remember the time later on when I visited the stadium here, the old stadium, and all the vacation we spent here in Poland. We're living in Germany, but we always travel with the bus or with the car to come here and to visit our family. And this was the main time. And my life was on the streets, street football, playing with the friends around. And this was my life, you know.
Yeah, playing football on the streets, that's very important to develop your technique, and you see it less nowadays. What was it like for you back then? Were you very fanatic as a young player? How would you describe playing in the streets as a kid?
It's the best time ever. Now it's difficult, but I remember I grew up on the streets, like 5 against 5, 4 against 4, on the streets, somewhere in the back between the blocks or something. This was something special. I grew up, and I think that's why I still can play, and I think I'm a different player to the generation now. The football changed a bit, but I'm happy to grow up on the streets. So this gives me a lot to playing with different people from different countries, to playing on the streets, not only on the grass, and everything have to be clear and fine and everything. So This gives me a lot, I think.
Yeah. So you were, of course, very young, like you mentioned, when your family moved to Germany. What do you remember from coming to Germany, and what was the reason for your family to make the move?
The reason was because the mother from my father bring us back to Germany because of the situation here in Poland. And she was already there, and she bring us... She bring us there to Germany. But the mother from my mother was still living in Poland, and other family members also. So, but we decided to go back to Germany. But what was the main reason? I don't know. But because of the situation here.
Economic reasons? Or?
Economic, everything. Yeah, was not easy.
Yeah. So when you were younger and growing up in Germany, how important was football for you growing up?
The most important thing, football was my life here and also in Germany, and was the best thing ever. Everything was around football with me. My father was also a footballer, and he was still playing in Germany. He started playing in Poland. Then we are moving to Germany, so he continued to play, and you know, I grew up with him, with the ball, and you know, every day was something around football on the streets with the friends, and of course later on in some clubs near Cologne, and then from when I was 10 or 11, I started playing for Cologne.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
What was the highlight of your career in Germany, you think? Your best memory?
Best move was the first game for Cologne, professional game against Hamburg at home. This is like first game, first goal, title winning with Bayern Munich, cup winning with Bayern Munich, first Champions League match you play. There's a lot of things you remember, but also the things around football. You don't have only the games, you have a private life, you have travels, you meet different people and they become friends. So there are also the many things around football, not only like I make my first goal and I will remember with only one thing. So there are many things you can remember when you're playing, like for me now 20 years of football. There are many things you can remember.
You've always had a good bond with fans as well, right? You seem to really appreciate like the fan culture. You were in an away section with Gornik recently in Cologne. Of course, you're very loved. You know, how was your bond in Germany with the fans, and why does it speak to you?
Because the fans are the most important thing in the clubs, and you see in the Corona period, empty stadium. Everyone was dreaming to playing as the full stadium again, and you see what is the difference. And for me, the fans was always something special, especially in Cologne, at my start at this new stadium, 50,000 people, and the wall behind the goal. So it was something special, and I'm still remember it. And also maybe because when I was a kid, I always visit the games in Cologne, so with the ultras, with the hooligans behind the goal, and that's why for me fans are important, and that's why I always support the fans, and fans for me are important in every club where I was playing. The fans always are important for me because the fans are the club, the supporters, the people. They give money for the tickets, for the food, for the fan shop, and everything. And so for me, our defense very important.
Yeah, it's interesting that you were also a fan yourself among the ultras and stuff. And that's a special feeling, right? To be there and cheer with everyone else. If you wouldn't have been a football player, would you have been in the stands every game, you think?
I think so. Probably in Cologne, because I was visiting games in Cologne or here as a kid. So probably here or there.
Would you have been Capo Podolski?
With the microphone.
Yes. Yeah, probably.
And the firework.
Yes, the pyro.
The pyro, firework, pyro and microphone. Yes.
No pyro, no party, that's what they say.
Of course.
You know, I think we make ultra like a bad word, but it's It's not like that. You are ultra because you love your club, you support your club. This is for me like an ultra, to be 100% behind your club. Doesn't matter if the results are good or not good, because you cannot always be like Bayern Munich on the top. And it's easy for me to support Bayern Munich, you know. For me, it's always sometimes you have to cry, you have to feel bad moments. And that's why ultras always with the heart. Like when you travel with the ultras in the train for away games, and you listen some stories and everything, how they organize the trip and everything, how many money they spend for that, and the whole weekend, they can be always like they can be at home with the kids, with the family, and enjoy and to make something else. But no, they spend the time with the club, and this is for me like an ultra.
So recently you were in the away section with the ultras of this club. Poland has amazing ultras always. It was good footage, you in the away section with all the fans, shirts off. What was that experience like for you?
Drink a Coca-Cola, eat a hot dog, see the team playing, you understand, jumping with the fans, singing songs, and then a game finish and go back 4 hours with the train. So this is what about. I always say you live only once. You have to enjoy many moments also off the pitch, and this is like a moment what I enjoy. And maybe when I stop playing football, I have more opportunity to travel also with maybe Cologne fans or something. And yeah, nice experience, and for me normal, but on the other hand, it's special to do it, to see also what their fans are giving to the club, what they are doing. You know, they spend the whole weekend, they give money, they support, they invest a lot for the club. So it's also nice to see what the people are doing. So because people sitting on the television and say like, there are fans behind the goal, but they don't know what they are doing. So their life, they spend their life for the club. So this is nice to see from near, you know, from near to see it, not from a far distance. So you have to see it, you have to feel it. And this is nice to see when you are with the people in the train, and they explain, I'm supporter for 40 years, I travel to every away game, I spend that kind of money. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff, also organization for the away games, when you talk with them, how they organize it. And, you know, this is interesting to see. And then you understand what the fans are giving to the club.
So you have a very storied career with, of course, successes in Germany, in the Bundesliga, with the national team, but also adventures in Turkey and Japan. That's what I like most when football players like travel outside and experience all that stuff. And how did you come to the decision then to return here? What was the process like in your mind to decide, okay, now it's time to come back to Górnik and to be here for a period of time?
I always would like to come back, but was always difficult. You cannot, you know, play in a national team and Arsenal and then come back to your hometown club. So was always a dream to, like, end of my career when I'm ready, when I still feel like I can play. My head is ready, legs are ready. I would love to come back and play here. And, you know, 2 years ago, I made the decision. I have really good other offers, but I still have in my head to continue here and to finish my career. And that's why I decided to come. Easy.
That's beautiful, right?
Yeah, of course beautiful. When you're still, like, in an age where a lot of players maybe don't play anymore and you can still play, it's something... Yeah, something special. I always have in my head, one day I want to come here, but, you know, you never know in football. One injury, something happened, maybe you say, I'm done with football, I'm finished, I want to do something else. But I still have in my head, I want to play here at that stadium. But now, you know, I'm here for 2 years and then for two more years. So when everything going well, 4 years. So I never thought it would like that long period here. But, you know, I feel good. I feel ready, and that's why we continue here.
And it's going well on the pitch. Off the pitch, you seem to also do a lot of other stuff. Like, what kind of impact does it have on the community that you're here now, and what kind of projects are you working on to help the community here as well?
kebab shop is coming. There's enough for this region. Because the kebab in Poland is shit, that's why we have to bring one good one to the city. And now the community are connecting with the club, because for the city there's like something special. The people live with the club. The stadium is in the heart of the city, and the history and everything. So it's not a small club, it's a really big club. And the city is behind that, the living with the club. And that's why the community and everything is behind this club. And
so the kebab shop is coming.
And yeah, on the other part, yeah, the kebab shop is coming. And my other businesses, my other stuff, they are all in Germany. It's going well there, and you know, one kebab shop is coming, and then we will see what is next. And I always want to connect the community with me, with the fans, with the stadium and everything, but this is automatic, like you connect it when you are playing for the club. You connect other people to support it and to make something happen here.
Lukas Podolski has just started his third season at Górnik. I hope he continues to bring more success to the club and the city. Regardless of the outcome, he's already a hero for signing there and giving his all in the latter part of his career. My name is Sam van Raalte. Thank you for listening to this episode of the 433 Podcast. Don't forget to explore all the other amazing content on the 433 app. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.